from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. World powers have reached a deal with Iran that will limit the country's nuclear program in exchange for eased economic sanctions, ending more than a decade of tempestuous negotiations. President Obama made comment earlier on the deal.
Today, after 2 years of negotiations, the United States, together with our international partners, has achieved something that decades of animosity has not. A comprehensive, long-term deal with Iran that will prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon. This deal demonstrates that American diplomacy can bring about real and meaningful change. Change that makes our country and the world safer and more secure. This deal is also in line with a tradition of American leadership.
In the president's comments, he added that he would veto any legislation in the U.S. Congress that would block the agreement. He spoke immediately after the announcement in Vienna by EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini and the Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif following weeks of round-the-clock talks to iron out details of the deal, which will cut back Tehran's nuclear program and require oversight by the UN nuclear agency. Authorities in India say at least 27 people have been killed after a stampede on the banks of the river where pilgrims have gathered to observe a Hindu religious bathing festival. As we hear ambulances here, the stampede occurred Tuesday in the state of Andhra Pradesh as tens of thousands of people rushed to bathe in the Godavari River. More than two dozen others were injured in the crush. Prime Minister Narendra Modi issued a statement on his Twitter account that he was deeply pained by the tragedy. VOA News. Two explosions have rocked a chemical plant near the Marseille-Provence airport in southern France. Authorities say they've launched an inquiry into the incident, which occurred Tuesday morning as the country began celebrations for its National Bastille Day. No injuries were reported at this stage, and the blasts are being treated as a coincidental accident, according to authorities. Some 120 firefighters and 50 vehicles were deployed to the site, operated by the petrochemical company LyondellBasell, and air quality authorities are assessing whether the fumes posed a threat to the quality of air in the surrounding areas. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has less than 48 hours Tuesday to pass a series of pro-market reforms in Parliament, as well as smothered dissent from hardliners within his own ranks. He's racing to meet the terms of an unpopular bailout deal, having staved off financial meltdown with a new agreement from Greece's international creditors. Tsipras now faces the anger of lawmakers and the public for agreeing to measures that are much tougher than those rejected in a referendum on July 5th. The Associated Press reports Nokia says it's seeking a world-class partner to get back into the cell phone business. The Finnish company says it hopes to return to designing and providing technology for cell phones, but it needs a partner to manufacture, market, and sell the devices. A Nokia spokesman, Brett Young, said Tuesday that the right path back to mobile phones is through a licensee brand. The earliest it could produce phone would be in the last quarter of 2016, which would be in line with an agreement with Microsoft, which bought its devices and services last year for $7.5 billion. Iraq on Monday announced the start of an offensive to recapture its western Anbar province from Islamic State militants who control large areas, including Ramadi and Fallujah. Ben Connable is a RAND Corporation Iraq analyst.
They identified Anbar as their primary strategic objective before trying to retake Mosul. So that is a positive step. I think they're also prudent in trying to seize Fallujah before Ramadi, as they've announced, because Fallujah, again, will interrupt their lines of communication. However, I have some concerns that the use of the Hashid forces, the Shia militia forces, particularly if they go in the lead into major Sunni cities in Anbar province, is going to simply inflame the already ongoing Sunni revolt against the government of Iraq.
The United Nations is calling for the immediate cessation of attacks targeting civilians in Afghanistan, condemning the wounding or killing of more than 100 civilians in the past 2 days. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.